Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today we have Justin Nguyen here with us, who is the CEO and founder of Get Your Grind Up and the co-host of the Young and Dumb podcast. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Perfect. So to get started, let's just have you introduce yourself a little bit, what you're doing right now, and tell us a little bit more about your journey.
Yeah, most definitely. So right now, I'm the CEO of Get Your Grind Up and a co-host of the Young Dumb podcast. But on my day-to-day, I'm a full-time student at UCF, finance major. And basically, I wanted to keep dabbling as I started to head towards graduation of college. So what I wanted to do was I took my senior year of college sort of in terms of discovering myself in the way of trying different things. So one of those things was Get Your Grind Up in terms of learning the marketing side of the business world. And then I wanted to start a podcast because my long-term goal is to really impact the education system. And I viewed the podcast and the Get Your Grind Up movement as a possible first step towards that.
Awesome. So tell us more about like what inspired you to start Get Your Grind Up in the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. So Get Your Grind Up started off as a joke on Instagram stories and Snapchat stories. And basically how it came about was I'm Asian, and as the Asian stereotype goes, I'm supposed to be naturally good in school. And I was good in school, but what people didn't see was the late night studying or going to late night networking events to get these Fortune 150 internships and such and things of that nature. So what I started doing was I would throw up a Snapchat story, and then at the end I would say Get Your Grind Up, sort of like a motivation, but more of a joke and like comedy side of things. But people started liking it. My girlfriend said, this could be something serious. So I joined up with my girlfriend and one of my lifelong best friends from back home, and we turned it into this more legitimate thing, and it's a brand right now. And then the podcast came about because I've listened to, have you ever listened to Lewis Howes' podcast, The School of Greatness?
Yeah, I really love that one.
Have you ever heard of it before?
Yeah, it's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing. So my whole thing with his podcast is it's great hearing from the Gary Vaynerchuks of the world, the Tony Robbins of the world, people that are quote unquote untouchable. But what I wanted to learn more about is more about people my age and something I could connect more with. So that's how myself and Gary started the Young and Dumb podcast. And the way that the name came about was we always hear that millennials, Gen Zs are lazy, we're dumb, we're entitled, things like that. So we turned Young and Dumb into an acronym, which DUMB stands for Dedicated, Up and Coming, Motivated, and Bold. So what we're trying to do with that is just change that age-old stereotype.
Right. And why do you think like this is a stereotype of our generation? And how specifically are you kind of changing that with the stories you're sharing?
Yeah, so I think it's a stereotype because the way that we live is very different from the way our parents live, in the fact that we have the internet. So when our parents were growing up, they didn't have the internet. They had to spend hours upon hours at libraries to learn their material for school. Whereas for our generation, we can turn on a YouTube video or something like Khan Academy, and we can learn it relatively quicker than having to go to a library, which includes travel time, having to search for a book, which can take hours at a time because who really knows the Dewey Decimal System anymore, and things like that. So we've been able to kind of find shortcuts in terms of learning and memorizing information. So that in turn looks bad from our parents' perspective because they had to spend so much time. So when they look at us, they're like, oh, you only spent 30 minutes or an hour on your homework. That used to take me 3-4 hours. You're just not working as hard as me. But instead, we're really just working smarter for the most part, I think. And then, I'm sorry, what was the second part of the question?
Right. So the second part was like, how is your podcast kind of showing that we're different than the stereotypes?
Okay, yes. So a lot of times the stereotype comes from when the older generation sees people on Instagram, whether they're the Instagram model or influencer, or they see them on YouTube and it's some 18 or 22 year old kid. And they're like, oh, this guy just got famous overnight. He got lucky, things of that nature. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to find these kids that are quote unquote overnight successes. And when we talk to them, so we've had someone, his name is Elliot on, he runs the @dunk account, which has over, I think, 2 million followers on Instagram. And through his social media, like empire, he has over 10 million followers combined. And what he told us was, people might look at him and say, oh, you just got lucky. You were an overnight success and it was just Instagram, blah, blah, blah. But what people don't know is that he's been grinding on this since he was like 12 years old or 14 years old, sorry. And he's 19. So he's been putting in 5 years of work to quote unquote become this overnight success. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to show to not only the older generation, but to our generation as well, that these kids aren't necessarily overnight successes. If they're able to maintain their place at the top of something, it's because they're putting in hours upon hours of work and sometimes years of work too.
Right. I actually met Elliot at the LinkedIn Ottawa meetup a while ago. And yeah, I can tell like he's very smart and he's definitely worked super hard to get to where he is today. So yeah, really cool that you had him on.
Definitely. Yeah, Elliot's a character. So we had him on, I want to say a month and a half ago. And then I actually got to meet him, or our team actually got to meet him in person at one of the New York events. And he's exactly like how he sounded on our podcast. And it's so fun talking to him.
Very cool. Awesome. So getting a little more into your own journey, tell us more about like, when did entrepreneurship become a passion for you? And like, how did all of this kind of come about?
Yeah. So for me, I'm not the person that says that I was always an entrepreneur from the get. I didn't have lemonade stands. I didn't have any of that, mainly because I played soccer a lot of the times. And most of my weekends, I was traveling 2-3 hours away to play soccer games. And I was really big on soccer until my junior year of high school, where I broke my leg. And that was kind of, I had a shift in my mindset of maybe I won't be going pro. Maybe I won't even be playing in college. So I had to start looking for other things in my life to kind of put focus towards. And my mom going into college wanted me to pursue something in the medical field. So I was like, okay, I guess. And I went into athletic training. But when I started taking the bios and the chems, I was like, this is way too much work. And my roommate at the time was a business major, and he would be doing half amount as work as me, but be getting the same, if not better grades. And he was like, dude, why don't you just change majors? Like, obviously you're not having fun doing these science classes when you're playing. So I play this video game called FIFA, and there's basically like a stock market on there for player valuations and coins. And I was able to trade my way to 1 million coins in about 3 months. And my roommate was like, dude, you can turn this into something real life with real life money. There's something called the stock market. And so I started looking into it more. Long story short, I became a finance major. And basically when I got to my junior year of college, I started looking around. I found Gary Vaynerchuk on YouTube, really liked his videos, got motivated, found out that there's this whole thing called entrepreneurship, started watching things like Shark Tank, listening to Lewis Howes' podcast, and seeing how all these great names kind of started. Like, I've always known the names of Tony Robbins, the Oprahs, people like that, but I've never necessarily dove into their path. So when I started diving into the path, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And that's when I kind of started the entrepreneurship journey.
Very cool. And that's so funny how you started off with the FIFA trading coin stuff. Like, that's awesome. I feel like a lot of, you know, young guys who are playing video games have that drive that they can be putting into something like entrepreneurship instead of video games. So
yeah, it's funny. It's definitely funny that I think a lot of guys find different types of lessons in video games. Mine just happened to be finance. Like, I didn't even make that correlation until my friend, my roommate, who was a business major, told me that there was such a thing as a stock market. Like, I didn't even know what that was at the time. So if he had never told me that, I probably would have never made that switch into a business major. But I'm glad I did, because now it's leading me into things like entrepreneurship, which I'm having a ton of fun doing. And same with the marketing side of things too.
Very cool. So tell us more about what it was like when you were first starting Get Your Grind Up and the podcast. Like, did you overcome any challenges? And like, what kind of lessons did you learn about yourself as you were starting these kinds of projects?
Yeah, like at the beginning, it's all great. It's like, oh, your family's giving you support, your friends and family's giving you support. Like, yeah, you can do this, blah, 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 blah. And then 2, 3, 4 months into the journey, that kind of support starts to die out, because especially when you're trying to build up a brand or anything like this, you're not necessarily bringing any or very little, if any, income at the time. So like, my family used to be like, oh, you're running a business, how much money are you making? And I'm like, I'm not really making money. It's a long-term play. I'm just trying to build up this personal brand and see where it goes from there. And then they start bringing in doubts. So a big part of my obstacle was getting over the hurdle of kind of my parents and my family's expectations of how a business is run. No one in my family has ever really run a business. And if they have, it wasn't very successful. So from their mindset, they're like, you need money, you need money, you need money, blah, 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 blah. But when I'm trying to explain to them, like, this is not the path that I'm trying to go towards in terms of like a short-term play, this is more of a long-term play, they still don't understand it. And to this day, they understand it a little bit, but I can still see in their eyes that it's like, what are you doing? Why don't you just go to school, get a corporate finance job, and then start working your way up the ladder? But that's the biggest challenge, I think. And the way that I've kind of overcome that is with self-awareness and then building up a different support group around it. So what my advice to anyone starting out there is, get your support group. It doesn't necessarily have to be your family. It can be friends. It can be people that I've met via LinkedIn. So people like yourself, when we hopped on a call a couple weeks ago and you're like, oh, this is great, I love this. Like, those types of words really propel me to keep moving forward. So that's what I would tell people, like, build that support group, whether it's your family, whether it's close friends, whether it's strangers. You need that support group, because entrepreneurship is really lonely at some points, and you're going to need someone to kind of fall back on it and tell them about your journey, talk to them about your failures, and talk to them how you're feeling right then and there.
Right. And what advice would you give someone that doesn't have that support group right now and like needs to find it?
The biggest thing for me has been LinkedIn, especially for anyone who has any sort of business venture. LinkedIn can be an incredible place for you. Like, I just started putting out content maybe 2, 3 months ago, and the people that I've been able to meet on this platform have been amazing and have really honestly changed my life. So people like Max Miro, like Rich, and Richard, and he's been able to bring me on to the Gen Z Foundation. I know you're putting on a Gen Z takeover. I'm helping put one on at UCF. So things like that, like, go on UCF, or not UCF, sorry, go on LinkedIn, start creating content. If you're scared to create content, that's okay. So just start interacting with people on post, and you'll start getting into these little groups. Because if you reach out, just for me, for example, if you ever connect with me, I'm going to send you a message like, hey, what's your story? So I get to know you a little bit more rather than just hitting connect. And a lot of the younger community does things like this. So if you're just putting yourself out there, you're going to start getting feedback back, and you're going to start being able to build that support group around you rather than people that are just living in your town or whatever.
Right. Very cool. So you started getting into this a little bit when you said, like, you know, when people tell you how the work you're doing is really cool, that like keeps you motivated. So tell us more about like motivation and like what keeps you going every day, especially when, you know, as you said, this is like a long-term thing. So how do you keep yourself motivated every single day when the results might come like a year from now?
Yeah, like the best way I can put it, for me at least, is I look at my parents' journey and how they have been able to come to the U.S. Being refugees from Vietnam. And I just listen to their story and I look back at my complaining or any excuses I have. And I'm like, really, nothing that I have compares to them. So basically what happened with them was they were about 13 to 15-ish, that age, and they had to escape from Vietnam. So my grandfather tried two times before, and he got thrown into jail both times. And then on his third time, he had to split up his family. And then so my mom, they were his, their family of eight was split into two groups of four to get to the U.S. They were on boats, no food, no more water. And then luckily they got picked up by a, I believe a U.S. Navy ship or a Filipino Navy ship. And then they were brought to Philippines and then eventually to the U.S. My dad's side of the family is pretty much the same thing, left everything over in Vietnam. And then on their way over, they sailed on their own boat because they were fishermen. And the story goes that they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know where they were going. They were out of food, out of water. And what happened was they were pushed to shore by either a killer whale or a dolphin. So, and then from there, they found their way to the U.S. And like just hearing those two types of stories, like anything that I'm growing up in, any problems I have, whether it's I'm hungry or bullying or I didn't get that sale or I didn't make that connection or didn't get that internship offer that I wanted, anything like that. Like none of that compares. Like I'm just like, all right, my parents literally came from nothing, give me this great life over here. They're able to pay for my college. So I'm able to kind of make use of all this opportunity in front of me. I have no excuse. So just figure it out. It's probably not as bad as you think it is. And just keep on grinding because you'll figure it out eventually.
I love that so much. So what would you say is like your goal for a year from now?
For a year from now. So our first year of Get Your Grind Up and the podcast, we're mainly in our testing phase. That's what we like to call it. So we didn't do very much marketing. We're just trying different tactics. We are trying different podcasting formats, things like that. But so now this year, what we really want this year to be is kind of our growth stage. So right now we're doubling our podcast viewership. And we're up to this month, we're trying to do 2,500, I think, this month for total listens. And what we want by the end of the year is we want 75,000 per month. And the reason the 75,000 is a number is because Michelle, so my girlfriend and our CCO, she reached out to Lewis Howes 100 million times. And he finally got back to us. And he said, if you can get 75,000 downloads a month, you can, I'll be on your podcast. So that's our year goal, yeah. Basically. Yeah. So if we can get Lewis Howes on, that shows that we've been able to grind our way to 75,000 views per month, as well as if we get Lewis Howes on our podcast. So that's just amazing in itself.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And it's literally the power of Instagram DMs. So everyone that we've gotten onto our podcast is literally just Michelle grinding on Instagram DMs, getting into Instagram jail, getting into Twitter jail, just because she sends so many messages every day. So huge props to her.
Girlfriend goals.
Yeah, she's the best.
That's amazing. Awesome. So the last question we have, which we ask everyone, is what advice would you give your younger self?
What advice would I give? Don't break your leg. But since you can't do that, I would say really just be yourself. That's really all. I had a hard time really finding myself in middle school and high school. Like I was kind of popular because I played soccer and I was on varsity and things like that, but I wasn't necessarily being who I truly was. And now with the internet, like finding people through online, like I'm able to really be myself, whether it's through the camera, through a podcast like this, in person, shaking someone's hand, whatever it may be, I'm able to really present myself as who I really envision myself to be. And basically what that came from is really not caring what other people say about you, whether you're very smart and people keep calling you a nerd. So be it, be that nerd, like own it. That's you. That's who you are. If that really is who you are, you shouldn't change yourself to other people's likings just because someone says that they don't like this thing doesn't mean that you should follow them, because who says that they're right? And at the end of the day, all that matters is your happiness. And for me, I can only be happy if I'm truly being myself. So that's my advice to my younger self.
Very awesome advice. That's actually something a lot of people share as well. It's like, just focus on yourself, be yourself, don't really care what other people are saying, and you know, just stay focused on your own goals and be yourself.
Exactly.
Awesome. So to end it off, let us know where people can find you.
Yeah, the best place to find us is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything. It's at Get Cho Grind Up. So that's GetChoGrindUp. That's the best place to find us. And then from there, you can find the podcast, you can find our website, anything like that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you. It was great being on podcasts, on your podcast. I love being on people's podcasts because it's kind of like flipping sides of things. So it's great. It's awesome.
Awesome. So thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Nithi Moini and at The Positivity Boss on your podcast, and make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.